one of the prettiest melodies ever. Gabriel Fauré wrote that. Sicilienne from Pelléas and Mélisande. That was Mark Growles, the flutist. And next on KPR, by the way, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. It's classical music time now on Kansas Public Radio. Here is Mozart, Symphony No. 16 on KPR. There is a symphony by Mozart, number 16 in C major, with Sir Charles McCarris and the Prague Chamber Orchestra. Next, some C songs of Refn Williams and then some great Brahms chamber music. If you like Baroque music, well, next hour is your hour. We have a whole hour of Baroque music. We're having co-hosts. Three members of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium are coming in, and we're going to play some of their recordings. We're going to talk about their concert tomorrow night, so you can find out where it is in Kansas City and what pieces they'll be playing and some interesting tidbits. You can always count on a good story or two from the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. If you can't wait to get the information, you can go to kcbaroque.org or find them on Facebook, Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Well, it's 76 degrees in Lawrence right now. It should be sunny and hot again, 92. And tonight we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably tonight before 1 in the morning. Then skies should clear up, bringing us a sunny Friday. Tomorrow should be about 90. Looks like peeking into the weekend, Friday night, 30% chance of rain. Saturday, sunny, 87. Sunday, sunny, 86. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Jolt Ader and Lucy Tan give a great violin and piano recital. That's on tonight's Classics Live at 7 only on KPR. Frederick Fennell's Cleveland Symphonic Winds for Sea Songs, put together by Refn Williams. A Baroque Hour next hour featuring the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. And we'll have Johannes Brahms, one of the Hungarian dances, after the 11 o'clock news. But next on KPR, 1865 music by Brahms, his horn trio. Support for all the classical music today on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer, navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. It's tomorrow and Sunday at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And you can see our website, kansaspublicradio.org, to see the video and hear the music when they came in last week to sing a little bit for us and tell us about the shows that they're doing. Check it out at kansaspublicradio.org. This is a great, spicy at times recording and also very melancholy in the right places with violinist Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg, Cecile Lacaud piano, and the French horn player is John Cerminaro for the Brahms Opus 40 Horn Trio on Kansas Public Radio. That was Johannes Brahms on Kansas Public Radio. The Horn Trio in E-flat, Opus 40. That's a younger Brahms, 1865, with John Cerminaro, French horn, Cecile Lacaud, piano, and Nadia Salerno, Sonnenberg, violin. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer, navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge, tomorrow and Sunday at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. Our whole next hour is Baroque music. If you love Baroque, the next hour is for you. We'll have Vivaldi, Telemann, Bach, and an Irish dance set, all played by the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. They have a concert tomorrow night in Kansas City, and we'll find out all about that, what they'll be playing and where it is and how to get tickets. That'll be at kcbaroque.org.
A key Trump ally has helped PR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can also listen through our website or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have a 3-minute news update from NPR, and then on with music with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. It's about 10:01. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence right now, on the way up to about 92. This is KPR.
Live from NPR 1%, it's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, supporting open source technology and making open platforms possible for libraries of all sizes. Learn more at EBSCO.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Here's the Kansas City Baroque Consortium on KPR. The Kansas City Baroque Consortium, that was their recording of the Concerto in G Major, the Alla Rustica Vivaldi Concerto. They will be playing Vivaldi on their concert, and they are kind of co-hosting this hour with me, Cordelia Brown, here on KPR. I'm just going to kind of let them take over. And who everybody is, we have three co-hosts today. Trilla, Ray Carter. Good morning, Trilla.
Good morning. Great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. You're just, to me, you're the name of Baroque music in Kansas City.
Oh, that's a huge honor. Thank you. Responsibility as well.
Oh, well, you have a great concert coming up tomorrow. We're going to hear all about it. And Daniel Lee, violinist. Thank you, Daniel, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I know you have a busy career. You teach at Yale. You're the Baroque violinist in the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. And you also do work in Springfield, Missouri, and it's really an honor to have you in Kansas City, Daniel.
The honor is mine. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you came in. And Trevor Stewart is an old friend of ours. You heard Trevor play with the Topeka Symphony last year. Was it last fall?
It was.
Yes, he played a great concert, and he came in and played here on KPR, so it's kind of a homecoming for...
It is. It's so nice to be back here.
For Trevor Stewart, so that's great. And Trilla, tell us about the concert tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is the third concert in our summer series. We do an annual summer series in Kansas City, and this is our final concert for the summer. It will be Friday night, August 16th, tomorrow. The concert's at 7:30. At 6:30, there's a pre-concert talk that will be given by David Simmons Wood, who is on the faculty at K-State. So he's also a recorder player, and we've got lots of recorder on the program. So he was already headed up here to come to the concert, and I said, would you do our pre-concert talk? So we're really grateful that he's going to step in and offer lots of wonderful insights about the program. So the pre-concert talk is at 6:30, the concert's at 7:30, and there's a reception following, just so you know.
With goodies?
With goodies.
All right.
And
excellent.
Wine.
And what's the venue? Where is it?
Visitation Catholic Church, 5141 Main Street in Kansas City.
Oh, that's a beautiful church. Yes.
Beautiful. Acoustics are amazing.
Now, Daniel Lee, we are going from a Vivaldi concerto to... the Vivaldi Concerto for two violins and A minor from Opus 3. I would love to ask you a question about Vivaldi's Opus 3. Why is it so inspired? Every concerto in that set is great.
Yeah, it's written like a concerto grosso form, and every concerto has different number of soloists, and the one we're playing tomorrow has two violins as a soloist. There are other ones that are solo concertos. There are other ones that have up to four violin solos. The one we're playing tomorrow is very exciting. It's in A minor, and it really captures the style of virtuoso writing by Vivaldi.
Who's your co-violinist tomorrow?
I will be playing the first violin, and the second violin will be played by Professor David Hayes. He is a professor of violin at
MSU,
Missouri State in Springfield.
And before we hear the recording of the Sebastians playing it, can you tell us about the Sebastians?
Yeah, Sebastians is a group that I founded maybe around 20 years ago. I was five. No, I was a little older than that. We started out as just mixed chamber ensemble, but eventually we became a period baroque group. We play mostly in New York, but also in other places in the country. And this recording is actually our first album. We had juxtaposed concertos from Vivaldi's Opus 3 with newly commissioned piece by Robert Hanstein. So if you like, you can look it up.
All right, let's check it out. The Sebastians now on KPR, and we've got their violinist playing with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium tomorrow night in Kansas City. Played by the Sebastians. That was the first and the second movement of the Concerto in A minor for two violins from Vivaldi's wonderful Opus 3. And to hear that great last movement, you've just got to go to the concert tomorrow night. And Daniel Lee, you were a violinist in that with the Sebastians. The Sebastians.bandcamp.com, is that a good address for you? Or do you have another?
Sebastians.org.
Oh, and that's Sebastian, right, with an E at the end?
No, it's
an A. Okay, just like Johann Sebastian.
Right, but plural.
Yes.
Because there are many of us.
Okay. How did you pick the name?
When the group first started, I picked Bach because I thought that's where our music all started. But now that we are specializing in Baroque music, Bach symbolizes the culmination of the Baroque style.
Okay.
So it's fitting.
The Sebastians and their violinist, Daniel Lee, is in Kansas City for the weekend, and he'll be playing with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium tomorrow night, and one of their founders, Trilla, Ray Carter, is here. And Trilla, next we're going to hear your group playing an Irish dance set. Can you tell us about that and how that relates to Baroque music?
Sure. So this dance set was written by Matthew Dubourg. Matthew Dubourg was born in England in London, and in his early 20s went to Dublin and remained there until his death. So he spent most of his professional life there in Dublin. Undoubtedly very influenced by the folk traditions of Ireland at the time. And so he created these three beautiful and charming dances, a jig, a minuet, right? I think that's is that the second one?
Yes.
Jig, and then a minuet, and then maggot. Maggot. And I'm sure people are like, maggot? Yes, maggot. M-A-G-G-O-T. It's a generic dance term. It really doesn't refer as much as we know for what we know, to anything specific, but it's sort of like if it wasn't a minuet and it wasn't a jig and it wasn't another dance form that already had sort of a concept, they would just call it a maggot. So it's super charming, really fun. It's a delightful addition to this program. We're performing this piece. We performed it in 2021. We were one of the few performing arts groups that went live in the summer of 2021. And we did the grand tour. So we started out in the British Isles and then went to Italy and then France. So presenting music from each of these geographic areas. The first concert was had the Dubourg on it, plus some other Irish things, and the audience just loved it. And I thought, we're now in our 15th year of presenting concerts in Kansas City, and looking back over our experiences and the music that we've provided, I thought that was a really an important concert for us because it was the first performance after the pandemic, and it was obviously a very powerful performance for our audiences getting to hear live music for the first time. I had one patron come up to me afterwards and said, tuning with the strings has never been more beautiful, having not heard live music for more than a year. So I've reprogrammed this to sort of revisit that, and I know it's a favorite of many of our audience members. So this is the little dance suite by Michael Dubourg.
The Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Here it is on KPR.
Or Matthew Dubourg.
We've just heard Trevor Stewart, recorder, Rob Patterson, violin, Trilla Ray Carter, Baroque cello, and Rebecca Bell at the harpsichord, playing the Irish dance set, Jig Minuet Maggot by Matthew Dubourg. The musicians we heard are members of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. They're giving a concert tomorrow night, and you can check out the details at kcbaroque.org and get your tickets. And there's a nice reception afterwards with treats and wine. And the Trevor Stewart, the recorder player, is here co-hosting with me today. And Trevor, you are a clarinetist in the Kansas City Symphony. You've played with the Topeka Symphony. You're an amazing clarinetist. Here you are playing recorder. What is it? Are the fingerings the same?
There are similarities, but obviously having no keys, fingerings on the recorder, and the range on the recorder is quite different. In a way, the recorder is easier as far as sound production goes than perhaps a reed instrument because there's no resistance built in. But fingering wise, the keys on a modern instrument are there for ergonomic reasons. And so you have to learn how to grapple with, you know, fingerings that are more challenging than you would have on a clarinet, for example. So while there are similarities, I feel that the recorder has its own unique set of challenges. One of which being that it's very hard to play dynamic contrast on the recorder. So whereas on a modern wind instrument, you can blow softer or harder to create dynamics. But if you do that on the recorder, the pitch will vary greatly. So you actually have a whole new set of fingerings for playing loud or playing soft. And we like to say that on the recorder, often you have to imply or suggest that you're playing dynamics or playing softly rather than maybe doing so at a decibel level.
Trevor Stewart, tell us about next we're going to hear a Telemann Sonata in C major. And tomorrow night for Kansas City Baroque Ensemble, you're playing a different Telemann piece, but tell us about the two instruments you played in the last piece and what you'll play in the next piece we'll hear this morning.
Sure. So the first movement and the last movement of the previous piece was played on a soprano recorder, which is the recorder that most people know from early childhood music class. And except they're not made of plastic when we play them in the Baroque Ensemble as professionals. But the middle movement is on the alto recorder, and perhaps people are less familiar with this instrument. However, it is one of the most well-written for instruments. It's probably the most popular recorder, size of recorder, for concertos and sonatas, and this is solo virtuosic pieces. So Telemann wrote a set of recorder concerti and recorder sonatas, and they're some of the best pieces in the recorder repertoire. And he was actually, I think one thing that distinguishes Telemann as a composer and a musician of his era, it was that he was writing substantial pieces for wind instruments, which was happening to an extent, but wasn't as common and as abundant as his own output. So he wrote pieces for many wind instruments, the flute or the traverso, the oboe, the shalimo, which is an early clarinet, which I've also played with Casey Baroque, and the trumpet, and then, of course, recorders. So the piece you're about to hear is in C major. It's a set from what Telemann calls one of his most, one of his favorite pieces in his autobiography, or one of his favorite sets of pieces. It's the exercise music or exercise music. It's music that's written in like a very typical German sonata form, but it's just very delightful music. So I'll be playing the alto recorder on this piece, and it has the typical fast, slow, fast setup, and I just find it to be, all of Telemann's recorder music to be some of the most charming of the repertoire.
All right, let's listen to it. Here's Trevor Stewart and the Kansas City Baroque Consortium on KPR for some Telemann. That was the sonata, a sonata in C major by Telemann for recorder, and we heard Trevor Stewart, and backed up by two basso continuo members of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Very nice, Trevor Stewart. It's nice to have you in the studio today.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here again.
Along with Daniel Lee and Trilla Ray Carter. And that was a Telemann sonata in C. And what will you be soloing in tomorrow night?
I will be playing a sonata in A minor, so a bit darker.
A little bit darker. All right. And Trilla, tell us about what is on the program tomorrow.
I'll do the rundown of the program order. So we'll open with the Vivaldi Concerto for Two Violins that we heard a little bit earlier in our hour today. Then the Telemann Sonata in A minor with Trevor will follow. Then we're featuring three brothers, Jonathan, Matthew, and Michael Fong, who are string players, wonderful string players. Jonathan will be a junior in his third year at William Jewell, and his two brothers, who are twins, will be juniors at Liberty High School. And they have been attending our concerts since we began a summer series 8 years ago. So they were little tykes, like nine years old and maybe 10 or 12 years old for Jonathan. And they have come to pretty much all of our concerts over the last 8 years and have been studying, of course, for many, many years. And we did a summer workshop this summer called Get Hip. And in the Baroque world, hip refers to historically informed performance. So we did a summer workshop for advanced high school and young college students, giving them an opportunity to play on instruments with gut strings and a Baroque bow, which is a very rare opportunity for students, for sure. But there's something quite magical that happens when you put a Baroque bow to gut strings, in making Baroque music, because it really, I think, unveils or reveals to us, what is organic to expressing Baroque music in an historically appropriate way.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So, So they participated in our workshop this summer and are just doing so well. So we're featuring them in a piece by Handel, the Passacaglia, which is from the Trio Sonata, Opus 5, Number 4. So they'll be featured, and then they will join the full orchestra or the large group in a couple of the other works that are on the program. Before the larger works at the end of the program, we'll do the Matthew Dubourg Irish set, which we listen to. We have an original composition by Monty Carter, my husband, who plays violin in the ensemble. He composed this. It's definitely a folk idiom, Irish-inspired jig and hornpipe with a little modern twist to it. Very fascinating, very fun. Then we will go into the Brandenburg 4 to end the program.
We'll hear that next. What do you like about the Brandenburg 4th? Why did you pick it?
When I was planning the summer programs, I knew that I would love to get some Bach into the program. We did mostly Handel and Vivaldi and other composers, but I think we only did one other Bach this summer. And I thought, we've definitely got to get Bach in on this 15th year anniversary summer season. And pulled up Brandenburg 4 and was listening to it on a drive down to Springfield and thought, this has to be our concert closer. It's joyous. It is, it's just full of life and vigor. It's got a beautiful second movement. In between the two fast movements, and it's just a delight to hear and an even greater delight to play.
I love it. It's a great piece. Thank you, Trilla.
You're welcome.
And Daniel Lee, you're going to be there tomorrow night. Please come hear Daniel Lee in the Kansas City Baroque Consortium so you can hear, so you can say, I heard a violinist who teaches at Yale. So Daniel Lee, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. And one more thing I would like to add is that Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 is one of the more popular pieces as a Baroque violinist. It's something that I'm asked to play almost every season. This season alone, I played it 3 times, and I have a couple more scheduled next season. What is ironic about that is that these pieces probably were not performed during Bach's time, and even Bach as a composer was not the most popular one during his time. Telemann was more of a popular one. He wrote much prettier and in some ways simpler music, and people used to think that Bach's music was too complicated, which in some ways is true, but who'd have known that this composer from a small town in southern Germany or German land would become such a iconic classical musician 200, 300 years later.
Yeah, thanks to Mendelssohn in some part.
Right.
And Trevor Stewart, what are you going to play in the Bach Brandenburg 4th?
I'll be playing one of two recorder parts, and that is one of the other, you know, identifying factors of Brandenburg 4. It's obviously a large, we're playing with a very large Baroque orchestra. It's not always played with a large orchestra, but it has two recorders and violin featured as sort of soloists within the larger ensemble.
It's kind of a flute concerto in a way.
In a way, I guess you can look at it like that, but I think you could also view it as a violin concerto or even just a chamber work in general.
So. Yeah.
Or you can be the judge of that by coming to the concert tomorrow.
Yes, please do. And get all the details at kcbaroque.org. And keep listening to KPR today, because in the next hour of classical music, we will be giving away 2 free tickets over the radio waves. And Jeff Watson will do the same in, well, not sure if it's the noon hour, sometime between noon and 3. So you've got to listen to KPR to know when to call in and win those tickets. And there'll be a pre-talk at 6:30, concert at 7:30, and a delicious reception afterwards, and you can chat with the musicians. kcbaroque.org. Thanks to all of you for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having us.
Kansas City Baroque Consortium, or kcbaroque.org. Now let's listen to that piece we've been talking about so much. Let's listen to the Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 on KPR. Thank you. the first and second movement of the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 4. Quite a cliffhanger there. It goes into a wonderfully rambunctious third movement. You'll just have to go hear it live tomorrow night in Kansas City when the Kansas City Baroque Consortium plays it. Find out about their concert tomorrow night at kcbaroque.org. It'll be at Visitation Church in KC at 7:30, pre-talk with interesting classical music stories, 6:30, and a delicious reception afterwards with wine. And also, keep listening to KPR because we will have a ticket giveaway. We'll give away two tickets next hour and sometime on Jeff's show between noon and 3. So keep it here on KPR. Keep KPR with you for your chance to win. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental. Cromwell, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations, CromwellEnvironmental.com.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, Winning to Die in the United States. We're taking your calls at 844-464-3353. Join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes mostly from you. Thank you so much for your contribution, but also from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, which is also a family day in Lawrence's South Park, featuring traditional acoustic music, food trucks, and more activities for children, Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org. More music in just 3 minutes by Brahms. Keep it here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Live from NPR 30,464, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. This is KPR. The London Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, playing Brahms, Hungarian Dance No. 19. I guess this hour it's all dance music. Next, a famous one, The Invitation to the Dance. Then we'll have Invitation to the Gavotte before we hear some ballet music by Ottorino Respighi. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acorn Nest, Copeland, Cisco, Brothers, and Younger. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And now, with the voice of the cello being the man asking the woman to dance, and she demurs and says, oh no. Then he asks again, and she accepts, and the waltz begins. This is The Invitation to the Dance by Carl Maria von Weber on KPR. And at the end, the cellist or the man thanks the woman for the dance. That's the programming notes for Emil Waldteufel's Invitation to the Dance. That was the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic here on KPR. Keep listening for your chance to win two free concert tickets for a concert tomorrow night in Kansas City. We'll do that this hour and sometime in Jeff Watson's show between noon and 3. To the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, who were here last hour, and you heard some of their great Baroque music. After the noon news, we'll be with the Budapest Strings to sample from Mendelssohn's Octet. then music that Glazunov learned off of Sibelius in the Finnish Fantasy for Orchestra. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson here on KPR. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. That last piece was by Carl Maria von Weber, Invitation to the Dance. My eyes got crisscrossed because our next piece now is by Emil Waldteufel, Invitation to the Gavotte on KPR. That was Emil Waldteufel's Invitation to the Gavotte here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Kansas Public Radio from KU. Good morning. The Kansas City Baroque Consortium is having their last concert of the summer tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Visitation Catholic Church. That's at 5141 Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri. And if you heard us talking about the concert last hour, it's not to be missed. Excellent classical Baroque pieces, actually, by Bach and Vivaldi and Telemann. They'll finish with the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 4. They have a special guest Baroque violinist, Daniel Lee, and Trevor Stewart, who's a clarinetist with the Kansas City Symphony now, will be the recorder soloist. For tickets and information about this concert, go to kcbaroque.org. There's a pre-talk at 6:30 to color the pieces for you, so they'll make more sense when you hear them. Concert's at 7:30 p.m., and then a fine reception afterwards with wine and goodies. So that's all in the last summer concert of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. We have a pair of tickets to give away to you if you are caller number 5 right now at Kansas Public Radio. Our number is 888-577-5268. We'll take caller number 5 right now. You'll win 2 tickets to the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. If you have a way to get to Kansas City to Visitation tomorrow evening, then tickets are yours. 888-577-5268. Call now. We'll take caller number 5. That gives you a little bit of time to get to the phone. Next on Kansas Public Radio, here is some ballet music by Respighi. Different translations of the title, The Wiles of Columbina, or Columbine's Clever Tricks. Ballet music now on KPR. That is ballet music by Ottorino Respighi from L'Astuzie di Colombina, or The Wily Tricks of Colombina, with Adriano directing the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra of Bratislava. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'm Cordelia Brown, making way for Jeff Watson. He's got more classical music right after the news from noon to 3, and sometime between now and 3 o'clock, well, Jeff has 2 free tickets to give away to you, if you're the correct caller, to the Kansas City Baroque Consortium concert tomorrow night in Kansas City. There's a pre-talk at 6:30, the concert at 7:30, and afterwards, goodies and a wine reception. It's great music by Bach, Vivaldi, Telemann, and more. For details about it, to make your own plans to attend, kcbaroque.org for that concert at Visitation Catholic Church tomorrow evening in Kansas City. But keep listening to KPR. Maybe you'll be the lucky winner, and if you're able to get to Kansas City, you can go see it for free. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News.